not good. I knew that Westinghouse was in trouble. I also knew that Westinghouse defense was not really Westinghouse. Even though we as Westinghouse defense loved Westinghouse, I had a circle bar W in my forehead, I loved Harry Smith, I loved the technology we were doing. Even George Westinghouse, who I think started something like 60 companies, did the ideas and then he'd move on. And so we weren't as important to Westinghouse as we would like to have thought. When Danforth, who by the way also raised llamas and I raise llamas now, started to pay attention to Wall Street and started to go away from what's good for everybody, including the employees, we now just focus on Wall Street. Defense started being more of a cash cow to help it. So when we got sold to Northrop Grumman, I was afraid that the engineering days were going to be gone. But I didn't realize how much they were going to be gone. I sort of saw them as being the rollerbladers from the California coast versus us four-wheeler skaters from over here. And I didn't quite understand Jim Roach, that's the right name, right? Yeah, Jim Roach, who came in as our boss. And there was a lot of the research and development money that disappeared. And I never quite understood him, but I felt very much vindicated when after President Bush made him Secretary of the Air Force, he was forced to resign when he got in amongst the media people and there was now some light shone on what he was doing, that it became obvious that that wasn't the way to do business. And when he came to Westinghouse, that same mindset was there. And it was so different than the paternalistic that we had had. We went through a very good time with the likes of Harry Smith and Dr. Pan. Dr. Paul Pan knew the right people, knew how to get us good technology money, knew good research money, and we gave the government back many, many times over good reward for that money. But that was an era that just went away. And I think if I had to blame it on anybody, I would say it was Harvard Business Review. When it came in that it was no longer good for anybody to stay with a company for more than 3 years, that really did away with concerns and confidence for the company. And you know, if you could just do one more better A to D bit, or you could just do one better wind shear radar, that was a mistake in my old-fashioned opinion. Mm-hmm. The people that I worked with through the years, we loved working. I mean, we'd do anything for Harry Smith. And he'd come down to the lab and say, how you doing? And he knew mm-hmm. people's names. And we took care of each other, but we also advanced technology and careers. And the mindset changed when Northrop came in. Now, it was probably needed because defense was something that the overall company had been using more as cash. And of course, now we know about the financial mess these days that cheap money is, and yeah. of course that's part of what went down with Westinghouse was yeah. the cheap money. But that wasn't the start of the downfall. The start of the downfall was when we started to focus on the owners or the shareholders as opposed to the employees. It should have been an equal share, my opinion.